The port of Vignonay. Situated on the broad meander of the Dordogne River, the port of Vignonay, on the southwest boundary of the Saint-Emilion tradition, is one of its points of entry. The old towpath, which was only sealed in the 1960s, and the dock, recall the importance of navigation in the past. In its current form, the dock, which is still used to launch boats, dates back to 1929, but the port, known as Vignonay, was first alluded to in the Middle Ages. For a long time, fishing was a major activity for the people who live along the riverbanks. Depending on the season and the tides, they caught river fish such as flatfish, twaychad, bream, pike, and migratory fish from the ocean, including Alice shad, bibale, elvers, and of course lamprey, the emblematic fish of the Bordeaux cuisine. White shrimps, which thrive in the slightly salty water of the Dordogne, completed the local fishmonger's spread. Although Vignonay is 110 kilometers, 68 miles from the sea, the tide comes that far up the river. And indeed, the pebble bank, which can be seen at low tide downstream at the Vignonay dock, is where the masquerade tidal bore finally peters out. This astonishing wave, which forms at high tide when the tidal coefficient is high, is particularly easy to see downstream of Libourne, and is a very popular surf spot. The older people in the village can remember escape fishing, which was practiced until the middle of the 20th century with long nets stretched out across the current river and then hauled in towards the bank using capstans. Today, there are only a few professional fishermen still earning a living from the river, but the great number of pontoons, carrelettes, fishing platforms and barques moored along the banks, bear witness to a long-standing relationship with the Dordogne.